Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, kicking it Wicked Wednesday style. The Rage is, so you know what that means. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart steps up, and then Ian Cameron joins us. There's always the Wednesday hijinks as we pick up the pieces following Wednesday afternoon football and following another backdoor screw job. And listen, man, the term bad beats used a lot. And I said last night, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, we've said the word bad beats so often over the last couple of weeks, even talking about bad beats that aren't ours, that bad beats started to happen to us. So let's just eliminate the word bad beat from now on moving forward. But I put it out there earlier on Twitter. I said, man, any of you guys actually have Seattle -6.5? And did you guys actually lay the points with Pittsburgh? Because you want to talk about epic screw jobs? Back-to-back primetime backbreakers? Back-to-back primetime screw jobs? Or as we liked the Mo Cislak special, as we like to call it, you got the Joan Collins special? So you're telling me you got the Joan Collins special on Monday night and then on Wednesday afternoon? I got to tell you. And you know, man. Listen, tens of millions of people bet around the world. So there's literally, you know, millions of people that had Seattle -6.5. And there's millions of people that had Pittsburgh minus the 10 spot today. So in other words, there's millions of people around the world that are probably better off that there's not any NFL on Thursday night. All right. I'll tell you what, you're probably better off. And you know what? There's a funny story that Elliot Price actually told me. Major League Baseball play-by-play voice, Elliot Price. Did a great job, Elliot Price. Great play-by-play. But his father was a legendary taxi driver who liked to lay it down. Basically, like Elliot Price's father liked to bet. And he told me a story once about laying it down on the NFL, then the NBA, and the NHL. And then the WNBA and everything else in between that we'll share with you a little bit later on this evening. You know who likes stories? The Raging Redhead. He likes stories. He also likes golf. What's in Cam's bag? We're going to find out. Ian Cameron? I don't know what Ian Cameron likes. Ian Cameron's a freak, all right? Ian Cameron's a strange-ass dude, but he spends all day at home handicapping games, so he knows what he's talking about. So he's a smart dude. Smart dude. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah. Yeah, I still feel tingly.
Late night anger management class never gets old. Never gets old. I chunked it all on a hockey game. And you know he chunked it all on a New York Rangers game because they were in New York. And Barney Miller, they always talked about the Rangers, actually. Not the Islanders. Sorry, Carver. Hi. Sorry, Kurt. Sorry, Fasano. But the Rangers. Let's go, Rangers. All right. We bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, right now. Ian Cameron will step up in a little bit later on. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Morenci. It was a pretty good night in college hoops at the end of the night. Everything but Illinois, you know. I'll tell you, Gabe, this San Francisco Dons team, they're the real deal. Like, they just don't win. They murder people. Like, that win versus Virginia, people got to take notice now. I don't know what the hell's going on there. I know Gonzaga's the cream of the crop in the West Coast, but I'll tell you, these guys are going to grind. They're very, very good.
You know what? Big win tonight. Big win by the San Francisco Dons, playing four games in 5 days on the East Coast, going back west, beating Reno, beating Nevada in Reno. And I knew they were a better team, but I thought it was a tough spot for them to play in. But, yeah, you know what? Good job all around today, Cam. It's not as if though we broke any bookies' backs and FanDuel's not closing down. They didn't go bankrupt today because of us, but we didn't lose. Like, remember, yeah, I talked about it. I don't care if I'm 18 cents, like, above. I don't care. And I'm more than that. I'm like the dude on Barney Miller. I'm a couple of $100 where I started, and I feel tingly because of it. I feel tingly because of it.
Because
and you know what?
It. And I'm going
to shout out to
Doug
in the Windy City. Mizzou got it done, Cam. They won outright.
Hey, let's give Doug some love. Doug and the Slugs. Great pick. Like, that was the thing. Like, it just, I'll tell you, man, some things, Gabe, like, we've been gambling for a long time. It doesn't happen all the time, but West Coast flaky kind of schools, you know, going into the Midwest, it's just, it stands the test of time. Like, Oregon, if you play that game there, you play it in Eugene, it's a whole different story. But these guys are going in the middle of nowhere. Oh, okay. That's the thing. It's just really weird. Like, I like to bet on these teams in, like, the Big East and other conferences because they're battle-tested. They might not be as, like, talented, but I would rather – it's kind of like a fight. I'd rather have these guys. These other guys look good. Hey, he's a big, tall guy. He's strong, whatever. I'd rather take these, like, mid-range guys, you know what I mean, and they'll just beat the crap out of you because they want it more. And that's the way I look at the East Coast players compared to these guys. Like, the Pac-12, I'm a big fan, too, as you know. You're living there. I got relatives. My dad's father went to Washington. Washington State in the family. Like, but I'll tell you, these teams don't travel well.
I always forget that I'm in. I always forget that I'm in Pac-12 country. Okay,
that's right.
I remember when I see people. I always remember when I see people wearing Sean Kemp jerseys. I'm like, man, I don't see a lot
nice.
Of those around. Yeah. If you need a Seattle Supersonic jersey, I can hook you up, Kemp. You know, also, remember on the program, we took the in-game under of that Rhode Island Seton Hall game. Stayed way under. And we jumped in on the over of the Ducks in the Mizzou game, and it went over. So, boom. It was nice to get a couple of hits on the way out when you add it all up. And it was also nice not to be part of the screw job. So, I brought this up earlier, Cam. The old, as they say, the old Joan Collins special.
Joan Collins.
Mo Sislak used that line. It's a Mo
That's
Sislak.
A great line. Yeah. Jones. Yeah, Joan Collins.
Yeah, yeah. Homer was bitching about getting screwed over and about what he was at the bar, and Mo goes, "You really got screwed over, Homer. You got the old Joan Collins special." Like, I was like, yeah, "That's pretty
great.
Good." So I like to call it the Sports Rage screw job as well, but it didn't happen to me. It didn't happen to me, but that's painful. It happened to Carver. Poor Carver responded on Twitter. Carver had the 6.5 on Monday, and he had the -10. tonight. So I said, Cam, if you lost, if you're a casual bettor and, like, you know, you're not a degen like us that's betting on Tennessee Tech and Xavier games, you're betting on all these NFL games, you're just, like, torched. Like, right now, like, you're drunk, you're upset, your life sucks. You're in one of those modes. Like, can you imagine someone that lost it? Dude, like I said earlier, there's literally, Cam, like, you know, like 45 million Americans bet on sports, like, weekly and daily, all right? So there's, like, tens of millions of people out there that you know that had Seattle and then came back and figured, no way Pittsburgh doesn't blow these guys out today with all this COVID stuff. Probably laid down a ton of money. And then they get backdoored by freaking Trace McSorley, bro. That's rough. I feel for them. I really do.
It is true. But the good thing about me and you is this is not our first rodeo. Like, we've been around the block a long time. And I'll tell you, you got to look at all different types of bets. Like, look what you did today. You took a soccer game. You took did this and that. Basically, what we're doing now, Gabe, is it's like Halloween, right? We're putting on different costumes, right? But these guys, a lot of them don't have that. Like, if you're playing, like, think about this if you're there. Parlay cards, provincial lotteries, that stuff. If you don't have FanDuel, and you know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there going, you're a sitting duck. You can't buy points. You can't do anything. You can't tease. You can't do money line parlays. You get a spread, right?
Yep,
you get a
spread.
And you're done. Pretty simple.
I said it's probably a good thing for a lot of people that there's not an NFL game tomorrow night. But I remember it was a great story, Cam, about gamblers, and you'll like it. It's Elliott Price. Elliott Price,
yes.
Used to be the play-by-play guy, the Montreal Expos, and a talk show host. Not the nicest guy in the world, but good broadcaster.
Yeah, a little surly. I think I was on his show once. He's a surly guy.
He's an angry, like most Montrealers, he's just pissed off. Like, he's like, he wakes up angry, Elliott. So, but great broadcaster, but he's a funny guy, though. He's a funny guy. But anyway, so his father, I told the story. It's good. Like, his knowledge, he grew up in sports. His father was like a legendary taxi driver in Montreal that liked the ponies and liked to bet on sports and stuff. And he told me the best. Yeah, exactly. I knew you liked the story. So he told me the story about his old man bets on Monday Night Football and gets his ass handed to him, loses. Calls the bookie, old school, calls the bookie on Tuesday. Says, what do you got in the NHL tonight? Right? What do you got in the NHL tonight? Bets the NHL, he loses. Wednesday night, he calls in. They're like, you know what? I've been losing. I'm going to go with some NBA tonight. What do you got in the NBA tonight? Wednesday night, he loses betting NBA. Thursday night, he bets college basketball. Loses. Friday night, he calls the bookie. The bookie goes, listen, it's a quiet night tonight. All there is WNBA. He goes, I'm not betting WNBA. I don't know anything about that.
That's the best.
Oh, you see? He just lost, though. You know what I mean? Every night on other sports camp. You know what I mean? He's supposedly, like, he knows about, well, because you really know about the NBA, the NHL, the NBA, and college basketball, right? You lost every night betting the supports you supposed to know. And he gets, I'm not betting the WNBA. I don't know anything about that. And Elliott told me, he goes, my dad didn't know anything about much. He started laughing. Goes, couldn't pick a winner to save his life, right? So the best, fast forward, Ken. I'm sitting in the booth one night like Pete Rose, all right? I'm never working for Major League Baseball again, so I can admit it. Yes, I bet in the baseball booth. So I'm sitting there. Yeah, exactly. So I'm sitting there, and I'm placing bets, and I'm going over a sheet and stuff. Elliott Price walks into the booth. And he goes, all you have to do is pick three. It was actually like the parlay card thing, the pro line stuff. He goes, all you got to do is pick three games out of all the baseball games. All you got to do is pick three and you win. And he goes, how are you not rich? He goes, a monkey can pick three wins. He goes, you cover a baseball team, you can't pick three wins a day in a row? He goes, give me one of these tickets. Dude. He lost like 12 of them in a row, Cam, before he stopped.
Should have bet the WNBA.
Play-by-play guy. He couldn't pick a winner to save his life. Late night anger management class continues.
Sports- SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Day. Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
How much? $100? $200? Stop.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late night anger management class. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart kicking it with us. Always fun on Wednesdays. Even better when our picks didn't suck like they did yesterday. So we had NFL football, college basketball. We've got golf. Golf is relentless. And we should just note, props to Charles Barkley. This guy actually practiced. He practiced. He took it seriously. And he didn't like people laughing at him, Cam, right? He was like, you know what? Everyone says I suck. Yeah, you're going to see I really worked on my game. And Phil Mickelson, as you stated, Phil Mickelson's, you know, the guy's an animal. He's a monster. We should have known better. Anytime there's money and there's, like, underdog stuff and Phil's around, we can't go. And I've known better, Cam. I've taken Phil in all these things all the time. I just thought Barkley was too much to overcome.
Know what the thing is, Morenci? It was a total screw job, right? Because basically, Phil, he gave Barkley a lesson and said, listen, I don't care how bad you are. Whatever you do, whatever club you play, keep it in play. I'll do the rest. And the thing is, Steph Curry and Peyton Manning, they didn't play their A game, right? So Charles Barkley shanked a few in like the cactus and this and that. And the thing about Phil, though, is he's all business. You saw him like talking up Barkley. I'll give Phil Mickelson the utmost credit. I'm going to tell you this right now on the show. He will be a wicked golf coach. He will be a wicked golf commentator. He basically went in the booth with Nick Faldo. I know it was kind of one of those things where he kind of sabotaged him or caught him off guard, but no offense, Nick Faldo, like, you mail it in compared to Phil. Phil knew all the players, knew every story about the guy. He did 100 times better of a job. He might fleece you, and I'll tell you, Gabe, I got fleeced. That was the only, like, I had a great day that day, and I bet on that stupid match. I felt like a sucker. Never go against Phil Mickelson. He's always got an ulterior plan. And you said it. Barkley did the job, and Curry and Manning, they couldn't get it together. They didn't play well.
So we have Ian Cameron, our golf insider, stepping up and in for the mean streets of Dundas. What's going on, Babana? Are you there?
The mean streets of Dundas.
The golf insider. No, that's Cam. That's not me.
You're the one with you thought you had all the Vegas insiders. Vegas and all the tipsters, my people. You normally for the big tournaments, but Batty, you'll drop. Well, my people tell me, my people. But good to have you here. Yeah, good to have you here. How you doing, Babana?
I'm doing good. Yeah, golf is the season that never ends. Apparently, we got golf in December. Bring it on.
It's great. They're say what you will about golfers. They're soulless, heartless people. But man, their pursuit of greed and money. Is great. It's great for gamblers. No, I'm all kidding aside. These guys,
I love it.
They're freaking, they really are, Babano and Kemp. They really are relentless, these guys. Like, I see Justin Thomas, they're all here. Like, they're relentless, these dudes.
Even the European Tour guys.
No, like, there's a pandemic. We just had the Masters. talk to me in February when stuff gets real again. It's like, no. You put a bag of money out there, golfers smell it like you smell ribs at a barbecue camp. You put a bag of money out there, and golfers are like, I smell money. Where's that bag of money? And there's one thing about golfers, they're even more hardcore than any other athlete. They'll be like, sorry, honey, I got to go play a tournament. There's a bag of money waiting for me.
No, you said it, and we'll get to other stuff, but just a story, like Sungjae Im, the guy basically, he had no home, he grabbed a suitcase every week, stayed in a hotel wherever the tournament was. Hey, here's a check, $100,000, $72,000, $200,000, just moving, and I'll tell you something, these guys are different, they're independent contractors, they got to do what they got to do. That's the beautiful thing about golf compared to other sports, right? You could be an absolute slug, you get a great deal, you just sit there and go, wow, I can't believe these guys signed me for this kind of money, and I'm horrible. In golf, you got to produce, man. If you don't produce, the wife's on you. Oh my God, you got to go to Q school, we're going to lose this house, you're broke. That's the thing about golf that people don't understand. They think it's just a bunch of rich people playing. They're independent contractors. They got to make their money, man, because like you never know when your game's going to fall apart. It is similar.
Everybody thinks golfers and everybody's like Ricky Fowler that suck and just get endorsements and stuff. They don't realize it's a freaking grind. You've got 20 dudes that make money. And it's good money when you go on the tour. But guys, you know how many good golfers there are in the world? You know how hard it is to stay on that tour? There's kids in college that are shooting 68s. Right. So everyone's coming for your ass all the time. You're like battling to stay in that top 140. It's not easy. I remember I knew a dude actually, the club pro at the Muni I was playing at. And he got on tour once, bro. It took him like 12 years to do it. And he lasted like four tournaments and he finished in last place every time. He got like, it was like, well, that was that. Like, it's like people don't realize how hard it is. Like, the best example is like, look at the Hinton guy with Denver, guys. The guy was an adequate college quarterback. You know, I get that it was short notice and everything, but there's such different levels to this stuff and success. But one thing, and I know I don't want to steal your notes here, Babano, because I know you were about to tell Cam that no player from Mexico has ever won the WGC Mexico Championship before. So I know, Babano, you were just about to tell Cam how you think Carlos Ortiz could be in the mix here, Cam. Give me Carlos Ortiz. Carlos Ortiz. Carlos.
I love Carlos Ortiz. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going all Gamblu, Southwest, Condiments, Simpson style. Hey, are they moving the Topes to Albuquerque? You're damn right. These are Southwest
condiments.
Exactly.
Jalapeno peppers, red chili pepper, jalapenos. Wait a minute. Yep. These are Southwest condiments. That's the best.
I'm going to tell you, Morenci, I'm playing a lot of guys from exactly that area. Everyone wants to go with Abraham Anser. It's a good pick, but he's 18-1. I'm going to start things off with one guy like Victor Hovland, who's not from South America, at 18-1, and take a look at the rest of my team. Joaquim Niemann, he's from Chile. This tournament is in Mexico, 31-1. Watch out for him this week. He's going to really feel comfortable there. One Australian, Mark Leishman, 34-1. Then we are going to go with Sebastian Munoz at 41-1. Carlos Ortiz, Gabe, you said it. He's 34-1. And if you want to do Emiliano What's on the Grillo at 55-1, an Argentinian, I got no problem with that. So, like, I like Hovland, Niemann, Munoz, Leishman, Ortiz, Grillo. This tournament is in Mexico. These guys feel comfortable there. And I'll tell you one thing. Thank God, Matt Kuchar, hey, member of the tournament. Hey, I'm Matt Kuchar. I'm going to tip you 1%.
Yeah.
Get that turkey out of here. These Mexican guys deserve better than that, moron. I'll tell you that. I like it, Gabe. And I'll tell you, if there's one other guy to look at as kind of a long shot flyer, watch out for a guy called Adam Long. He's from the University of Oregon. He's 55-1. He finished second here last year, and he really likes playing there. But I love you, Gabe. I love where you're going with this. I think Carlos Ortiz at 34-1 is one of the best picks on the board.
I'm going to be looking at top 20 props. But just quickly, we'll get into some football with Babano here and some college basketball. But Justin Thomas, I know he's at the top of the tote board But obviously a dangerous golfer coming into this tournament, Cam. And a name, let's do a Jeopardy style. Who is 16-1 and seems to be a hot name coming in the week? Who is Abraham Ancer? Abraham yep. Ancer at 16-1. See, Justin Thomas, 6-1. That's just too low. Like 8-1, 9-1, all right. When you get to 6-1, this isn't mini putt. Everybody else isn't playing blindfolded. Like, come on. 6-1, that's ridiculous. Brooks Koepka might miss the cut. Like, you want to get ballsy? Let's go with Koepka to miss the cut. Who knows? Maybe he gets injured. He gets bored.
You're making sense right now. And let me tell you something. I'm just going to go through the names. Justin Thomas, can he win? Sure. He's the favorite at 6-1. Six to one in a golf tournament, pass. Brooks Koepka, 12-1, pass. Harris English, I like the
That's
guy, but at 14
guy.
To
Harris
one.
English.
He's in good form. Hello. He's in good form, but at 14-1, screw him. Abraham Ancer at 16-1, we could look there. Daniel, I love a nice cheeseburger at 16-1. Not enough. Tony Finau never closes. You start things off. This is what we do. I like kind of Victor Hovland, but what I would do for value, you start things off exactly where we're starting. Joaquin Neiman, Carlos Ortiz, Gabe, and you know what? I got no problem. Out of all those guys that you like, Abraham Ancer at 16-1, not bad, but he should be more along the lines of Ricky Fowler and Russell Henley in the 22, 25, 27 range. That's all.
I like the fact, you know, Harris English in the top 20, top 10 prop as well. He's a good golfer in this field, and he's been racking it up. I see he's got four top 10s in his last 8 tournaments. So a 50% mark, that's not bad. You're getting like plus 175 on that. The Mayakoba Classic, Mayakoba Golf Classic in Mexico. I wouldn't mind being there actually for this right now.
I agree. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say, Gabe. It's a classic, but it's a tournament, and we got a few guys that are there. They also found. I found something on FanDuel. I know you guys are going to want to move to college hoops and football, but here are the top 20s, Gabe. All plus money. Neiman plus 135, Ortiz plus 170, Munoz plus 200, Griot plus 250, Long plus 280, Chez Reavie at plus 280. And for one big bomb, Keith Mitchell is 10-1 to finish top 20. Just a little sprinkle there. And there's another category called betting without. This is without Thomas, Koepka, English, Berger, and Ancer. Doesn't matter. Neiman 20, Leishman 22, Ortiz 29, Long 31, Munoz 31. Ooh. Let's
Ortiz
rock.
Would be nice in that one. Hey guys, yeah. Ortiz won in Houston. We're not just going dark because the guy is Mexican. He can
29-1 without those guys. Come on, that's
late
good value.
Late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late night anger management class continues. Get your rage. 180-minute full-court press here this evening as we now kick it 3 hours. And I brought this up last night, Cam. You know, when you have 180 minutes in the late night hours, you can talk about whatever you want, but I brought it up last night. You're going to crack up, Kev. I got up at the 06 mark and left, bro. It wasn't a break. We're live going on the radio.
You pulled the me on the update that day when
exactly,
I went for a bite to eat.
my mind's burnt, Kev. I'm doing a million shows here, there, a day. Yeah, we go to a million commercial breaks a day. We got this new clock and stuff, and yeah, so at the 06, the music plays. I'm like, this is Sports Rage. I get up, and I sort of clued in, though. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something doesn't feel right. I was only gone for like 7 to 10 seconds, and I sat back down. I kept talking. But I brought it up. I said, man, and you know this, Ed Babano, this is the problem that we live with. And I want to know what you think of my idea, Kemp, because I brought this up. So the big problem here, my voice doesn't give out, surprisingly enough. I was a metal singer and stuff. I am still. So I got the pipes. Yeah, the pipes last. But the problem is, anyone knows if you have to go to the bathroom and you hold it in, it causes problems. All right?
Yes, it does.
But if you do it all the time, there's no turning back. And only Cam would understand this as someone that does this job in this fashion for as long, that so many times, Cam, it's like, man, I got to take a leak. And I'm like, oh, God, I got 18 seconds. I can't do it. And I'm like, oh, I got it. All right, I'll hold it in. I'll go in the next break.
And you start doing the happy dance. Yeah.
No, the next break, I can't go. And then it gets backed up. And then let alone if you have to, you know, do more than a leak, you're helpless. You can't do it in a 2-minute commercial break. So I came up with the idea last night. We're talking about getting chairs. This is specifically for the modern home worker and talk show host. So basically, you remember like Costanza, you know, a nice leather chair with the fridge. So you can just pop, bang, pop, get a nice ice cold Pepsi during the show without moving, Cam. Pop,
love
bang,
it. Bang, love
there it.
It
is. You know, on the other side, you got your M&M, Skittles, peanuts, whatever it is that you like. You know, on the other side. But, of course, it's an Al Bundy leather chair. You can relieve yourself if needed at the time, Cam. You make it very hygienic. You know what I mean? Very modern and hygienic. Right? Very modern and hygienic. I don't know where it ends up and goes. We'll have to figure that out. But either that or you and I, Cam, are going to have to start wearing NASCAR pants.
I agree.
With the tubes and like the plastic protection and then tubes.
Know what I've been noticing, Gabe? And it's a real problem, right? I've been noticing like my bowel movements have been very, very different because of like holding things in. Like you think you're going one way, it goes another way. I don't know, I shouldn't be talking about this on the show, but just one further thing. It's below the belly button, but over the crotch. That area has excessive pain right now, and it's becoming a real concern. It's like tight down there. I don't know what's going on because you said it. Like we're doing shows and I got to go, but we can't go. You just can't leave your post. It's a concern. I don't think I want to like buy into Depends or those special undergarments right now, but I don't know, man. You're right. Give me some nasty
adult diapers. We don't want to go in that territory, Cam. You're not ready for that yet.
No. It's getting close,
never.
Babano. Getting close.
Never. Getting As I close. Stated, no. When it's to the point, I would never do it for gambling purposes. Like I said, Babano, like if you don't want, I can understand actually viewers of this show. You know what? Some people are probably playing adult Depends because they don't want to miss a minute of the action of this great show. I get it. But
yes.
I know they're out there. I wonder what the percentage is of people in a casino, Cam, that are wearing diapers.
Oh, very high. Very high.
Higher than we imagine.
Oh, and especially, Gabe, it's the thing is, you have to go, like, look where we've stayed before, like the Circus and the El Cortez. Their level of patron is even like, these guys, they sit there all day, all
basically
night.
Basically, some people, they don't want to leave the slot. They feel if they leave, someone's going to win when they step away. They don't want to lose their thing. Like you could just put you could just turn a chair around, right? Like
you could.
Like that's what.
You could.
Like maybe somebody will come up and take it, but probably not. Like, and the thing is, there's people around. You can even tell one of the workers there, "Hey, listen, I'm going to the bathroom. Don't let anybody jump on this slot machine." Right? You could totally
exactly.
Do that. Right?
Well,
like,
that's
so,
what. Well, the thing the is, I never understood this, Gabe.
A legitimate problem.
This is very important and people need to listen. How come slots and the other things that are going on in the casino, when you leave, somebody just takes it? When you're playing blackjack or any other game, you put a marker there. You say, "I got to go to the bathroom." You come back, you're there. I don't understand what's different than why can't they have you talk exactly what you said. You talk to the waitress, you talk to the dude, "Where's my marker?" You go, you do your business, you come back. Nobody steals your machine.
You know that
when
guy
you're playing
in Vegas.
Oh, God. It's just
that guy
craziness.
In Vegas. I was living there. You like this, Babano. Cam knows about the guy, knows the story. I've told him he's heard about the guy. But basically all he did every day, he'd wake up, he'd go to every casino. He just walked down the strip. He'd walk to like every casino. That not the local places so much, because locals aren't leaving things behind. So he hit up all the casinos, and all he did, Cam and Babano, was
collect left behind stuff.
Yeah, slot machines. Oh, look, somebody left a 78. You know how many times I've done it? I've been like hammered. I'm like, oh, wow. It's $1.72. I'm like, what the hell am I to do with this? I'm like, leave it for someone. Anyone desperate enough to take it? I'm not going to the window with $1.72 like. Babano, it's crazy, bro. People leave 28 cents, 30 cents, 78 cents. Up. But then you get drunk people that walk away and leave 40 bucks or 80 bucks. Then you get the people, the horse tickets on the ground, the sports tickets on the ground. All he did, he basically hit every slot machine, picked up every ticket. Every ticket that he could get his hands on, he scooped up, he put in a bag. The problem is, the dumbass did a feature in the newspaper about how he was making 85K a year doing it.
Idiot.
And the casinos then came out and said, we want to remind people that it's our property. So that's what I'm getting at. It's pretty crazy. And I'll be honest. So if you find like a sports ticket on the ground, like you're like, oh man, Gonzaga, West Virginia over. This is a winner. You're supposed to go give it to the casino. You're not supposed to keep it.
Whatever.
You say get
they're
back.
Not getting. I'm going to give it back to them. I got an issue too. I'm watching Australian horse racing right now. I don't understand how stupid people are. Why would every horse have the same color bib? Like, that's the one thing I don't understand about European horse racing. It's like every horse is supposed to have a different color, you morons. How can I tell what number it is?
That's unbelievable, Cam.
Come on, four. Where is he going? Are you going to get there, you turkey? You going to get there? Maybe.
I love it. The late night Australian horse sweats with Cam Stewart.
I think I hit it.
A track.
I think we got it. Yeah, we did. There we go.
Hey, you're red hot.
What the problem is, Morency? I bet him at, like, the thing is, the odds went from, like, 4-1 to, like, 2-1. Actually, 6-5. But, yeah, he got things done. He's a real powerhouse. But, yeah, I'm betting Cairns right now in Australia. You tell Mick Ozzie, like, every horse should have a different color. Gabe, you know that. Like 5-horse is green. 4-horse is yellow. 9-horse is blue. They have, why would you all have the same damn red silk? Like, you can't tell the numbers. That's moronic. Like, if I took business there, I go, you guys are all fired. Now we do different colors. Like, you're idiots. Like, I don't understand stuff.
I've seen it before. There's like four horses with pink. It's like, what? Yeah, I can't tell who's who.
That's what I'm watching, Gabe. I'm watching 9 horses with pink. I can't tell who the hell won. God, it's so dumb. That's what silks are for. You have different colors.
Yeah, see, I know. And the best is they put the numbers on the same color, but it doesn't help.
I've seen that before too, guys.
Blue number on a blue on the blue silk, so you really can't see the number all that well. So that doesn't help you out either.
Well, somebody's new jerseys are crazy like that.
I agree.
See the numbers on the back. The announcers are doomed. Like in a play-by-play booth. It's like, how are you going to read the back of that?
I agree.
Remember the Jets and the Bills? Played in the color alternate rush game.
Oh, God.
And they were
epilepsy.
Red and green. And they looked like candy canes, but it was crazy, guys. People that were colorblind could not tell and see the teams.
You're right.
It created some weird effect. The Bills wore red for like the first time ever. Somebody, the Bills showed up in all red, and the Jets were like green. They looked like candy canes, like combined the two of them.
They did.
And it was like this weird color rush fest. And the thing is, people that I guess if you're colorblind, you can't. The colors didn't work. So poor colorblind people couldn't tell who was who. It ended up looking the same. It was like a weird, real little twist. You know what happened today, too? I didn't catch it, but I guess Chris Collinsworth pissed people off. He had to apologize after and. Something about, you know, he was surprised that he met two women in Pittsburgh and how much they knew about football. Down that realm. But Chris Collinsworth's not a bad guy. He could be annoying, but he's not a bad guy. I mean, people need to chill out.
I didn't see anything to that that was insulting or.
He didn't pull a Pierre Maguire. Okay, this team goes this way. And that team, like, are you kidding? Like, okay, this chick played for, like, USA Hockey, like, one of the best players in the world. That's insulting, right, Gabe? That's insulting.
Well, no, you know what? People, it's a, no, you're right, but it was a little firestorm that Chris Collins said that he was shocked that, you know, people are taking it that it was sexist, that women came up to him and asked him real questions about. He was like, oh, they just didn't ask me questions, you know. He was surprised, but he's saying after. I'd like to play it, actually. If we can, we'll get the clip. So we can almost put it in context. But I think people were sort of taking it the wrong way. And, you know, his tone wasn't condescending. Like, he's not, like I said, Chris Collinsworth's not a mean guy. He's not a big raving sexist. Like, I'm willing to bet large money, Cam, there'll never be a cocaine hooker escort Chris Collinsworth story.
I agree.
Yeah. Calm down, cancel culture. Calm down, cancel culture. We don't need to get rid of Chris Collinsworth from NBC now and Sunday Night Football. It's going to be all right. Take it
easy. I'm sure Deadspin. I've got to get his quote. I'm sure Deadspin has it. These guys hate everything. Deadspin are all there. Chris Collinsworth apologizes for his comments about women during the game following the backlash. Backlash. People panic all the time. All right, we'll get back to that. So no Thursday football, pro football tomorrow. What do we have? College, bunch of crap, I assume. But what's on the board tomorrow? College football,
loser stuff. Let's see what we got here. Louisiana Tech, North Texas.
Babano's not ready to go for it. Jeez, I heard stone cold silence.
What's up, hey, Babano?
Yeah,
I gotta be honest with you, Babano.
We've got Louisiana Tech, North Texas, and Utah State versus Air Force. So,
hey, Gabe,
not the best games, but they're games.
Babano's like, oh God, I haven't looked yet.
Do you think Babano's got a? You think he's got a lady behind the Japanese screen in his jail cell there? Because I've never seen him not jump out hard.
I know. Yeah, I'm a little concerned about it. What's going on? You got a girlfriend now?
What's going on, Babano?
Unfortunately, it doesn't hide women. It hides the sun. Because without that, it's going to shine right in my eye in that space. So that's why it's there.
All right, we'll wrap up with Cam on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late night anger management class. I am Morenci, level one flying by, level one of three. We're getting into some football with Ian Cameron on the other side here. All right, we want to welcome. We've got a new member of our crew. Yang is working hard right now, Midtown Manhattan in the pit, still doing his thing, still part of the team, still part of the crew. But we welcome Mateus in Los Angeles to the team. As well, doing a great job this week. So it's nice. Like we said, you know, Yang has a lot of things on his table. I think the Rich Eisen show stresses him out.
Yes.
that damn Rich Eisen. So yeah, Yang's got a lot going on. So now we got a team of guys. Now Mateus is working on the clip. We're gonna have the Collinsworth clip. He's on the clock right now. We're gonna see. It's sort of like Window Will. We're timing him. But yeah, we're going to get this Collinsworth clip up and running. So what's the deal, actually? You guys see this? You see this, Babano, with Liberty Coastal Carolina? So college game day is going
to really specific.
College game day is going to Coastal Carolina. All right, wait, is that the clip? Are you ready, Mateus? Do you have it? All right, blast it off. Let's hear Collinsworth.
Blown away. How strong the fans are here in this town. He's a fan, in particular the ladies that I met. They had really specific questions about the game. I was like, wow, you're just blown away by how strong the fans are here in this town. He's a fan.
All right, so
he didn't mean insulting by that. Everyone's got to relax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. He was talking about the passion of fans in Pittsburgh.
I agree.
He said everywhere I go in Pittsburgh, people were asking me about the team. He goes, even the ladies are really had some really specific questions. And he even said in his apology, we could read his apology after. He said, I was trying to compliment the city of Pittsburgh on the passion of their team. You know, men and women. He said men and women. I'm not offended by this. And I, you know, I get him clearing the air, but now it's one of these, let's just everyone move on. This shouldn't be talked about anymore after. Wow. That's it,
come on, two
horse.
Come on. Now, I'll stay for Number another one. Segment. If you want me for a few minutes, I'll stay.
Right, hang around.
Later. Come on, two.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.